Baltimore Ravens suffered a historic 41-40 loss on the road to the Buffalo Bills. How historic, you ask? Well, the Ravens are the first team in NFL history to score 40-plus points and gain over 235 rushing yards and still lose. Coming into that game, teams were 277-0 in similar situations. Did the Ravens lose this game, or did the Bills win it? And do the Ravens need to fire John Harbaugh? Now, before you guys get into this, because this game was kind of crazy, and I did catch the end of this game when it all fell apart for them. Just a couple of other fun facts I think that are worth mentioning here. The Bills trailed 34-19 entering the fourth quarter. The Ravens were up by 15 points with 4 minutes left in the game. Since 2000, teams on the losing end of this situation were 3-2,312. Since 1991, when the stat was first documented, John Harbaugh is the only head coach who has lost 17 games when his team was leading in the second half. Lastly, since 2000, the Ravens have been a losing team in one-score games. They are they are 21st in the league in one-score games with a record of 24-28 over that period. So, what happened to the Ravens, y'all?
They need a new coach.
I'll go first.
The gist of it.
I'll go first real quick, just because I had to correct myself. It's 2020. It says 2020, not 2000 on that last one.
Okay. I probably read it wrong, so it was 2020.
But I'll say this. This was a hardball game. It's just point blank and simple.
Oh, the other hardball?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, kid, you know it's a yin and yang when you're talking about brothers.
Duality.
Yeah, exactly. They can't all be stacking smoke. I'm just saying. I don't see how people were talking. And yes, I'm going to bring up the Bengals. People were talking about how shitty the Bengals defense was, Lou. And like when they lose games like this, you'd be like, oh, yeah, we got to blame the quarterback. I can't blame Lamar on this. I can't even blame Derrick Henry, even though he fumbled. It's on the head coach for not believing in his quarterback, and he trusts that defense that gave up 40. But they gave up 250 plus yards in the fourth quarter alone. And this is a team with Jair Alexander, Marvin Humphreys, what's his name? Ken, I thought they were supposed to have guys on that
race. Malachi Starks, Hamilton.
Hamilton. He got paid too.
He punted the ball.
Five first round picks in the secondary.
He punted the ball on fourth and three with three timeouts left. To your point, Nick, to a team with Josh Allen and a defense that gave up 40 points a game. Like Lamar and you got Derrick Henry on fourth and three to win the game. I'm going with Lamar.
Personally. Did you see why he didn't, Olu? Did you see his comments as to why he didn't?
He said he was cramping.
Yeah, he said he was cramping. So there you go. And
he can take that shit to the Harbaugh family dinner and tell it at the table because I
is
don't.
It the, is, so is I that? Care. But if Lamar gets up there and says the same thing, is that not on Lamar?
Did Lamar?
Because I'd be looking. He did.
Did Lamar?
And I'd be looking. Yes, he did. He said the same thing. He said he was cramping. So in my opinion, I would look at my quarterback kind of funny as opposed to just saying it's on the defense. My quarterback. Is just as much to blame.
You want your quarterback to blame the defense?
Wow. I said my quarterback and the defense are to blame. You can't blame Lamar?
Nah, Lamar.
No.
No.
Why would you blame Lamar?
They coach called a terrible game. He was indecisive. He went lemon booty in the last 2 minutes of the game. Like, there's no way they should have lost it. I cut this game off. And then I woke up the next day listening to my podcast for sports and shit, and they were like, "Oh, the Bills won a great one." And I was like, "Damn, was I drunk? There's no way the Bills won the game."
Hey,
and then I went back and looked at it. Shout out the NFL Plus, Kim. I went back and looked at it today, and I still couldn't believe that they won the game because they were up 34-19 with four.
Yeah, they were clearly the better team. And I'm not just for the people in chat, I'm not just looking at the cramps. You had the lead and you had the ball. That's a big part of it. That's why they didn't go for it on fourth down. But you had to get there.
Do nothing about cramping. What do you got? What can he do about cramping?
You had to get there. You had to get to that point. So you saying that's what turned the game?
Call a good play. Yes, call a good play on fourth and three.
So
that's it. I don't care nothing about your cramping. Drink some water, eat a banana, get a massage.
Shelton, for me, it's not on Lamar because before that play, I think they did they tried to do a jet sweep with Zay Flowers. Like, what the fuck? Like, bro, we got Derrick Henry here, who was he's been a monster the whole game. Bro, run the ball twice on third down and fourth down. The Bills haven't stopped shit. Yes. I can't blame Lamar because you can't ask Lamar for your offense in the NFL in 2025 to score more than 40 points to win you and seal you a game. It's like Lamar's like, nigga, what's defense doing? That's why this is on Harbaugh, because Harbaugh coached both sides.
Derrick Henry was such a monster. The football didn't even want to stay in his arm.
It didn't. He squeezed it too hard.
To Nick's point. On third down, they should have ran the ball. Bro, why am I giving Derrick Henry all of this money and focusing on my offensive line? And I have a quarterback like Lamar. On third down, I shouldn't be throwing the ball with a minute and 27 seconds left. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, this is on John Harbaugh. It's the same thing that Nick be saying about Tomlin. I think the Harbaugh, it's reversed, though. Tomlin ain't had a quarterback since Big Ben, and Lamar Jackson ain't had a coach since Harbaugh got there. If they gave Lamar Jackson somebody like Ben Johnson or something like that, you would see a
bunch of shut the fuck up on Ben Johnson, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
It ain't got to be Ben Johnson, but he needs somebody more innovative to use his skill set than Harbaugh is willing to be. He's just not going to do it.
If he had the Miami Dolphins head coach,
might be Daniel get fired. No.
So yeah, as an OC, but definitely not as a head coach, because Mike McDaniel, he's too soft for all that. And hopefully we talk about the Dolphins, bro. Yeah, he's not head coach. But look, I 100% agree. I'm not going to reiterate too much of what you guys have said, but I will say this. If John Harbaugh does not win the championship, the Super Bowl, in 2026, you got to replace him.
This year.
I ain't even giving him the 20. Are you saying because next year, 2026?
The Super Bowl. The moment that you lose in the playoffs, I don't care how you lose. I don't care if you got blown out. I don't care if you lost by a field goal. I don't care if somebody dropped the ball. I don't care if Derrick Henry fumbles again. John Harbaugh, without a Super Bowl win, needs to go. Because 1 million. I agree with you, Spike. He's not aggressive enough when he needs to be aggressive. You have Derrick Henry, which is a top two running back in the league still. You have Lamar Jackson, which is arguably the most talented running back, the most talented quarterback in the league. Obviously, the most dynamic with his legs. I don't give a damn if he's cramping or not. You know what you do? You go up there. You still got three timeouts. You try to draw him offside. You got 45 seconds. Hey, you good? You not good? Hey, drink some more Gatorade. Go back out there and be like, hey, let's try to draw him offside again. And if not, get that ball to Derrick Henry. What is we talking about? That's why you went and paid him last season. It's to be aggressive. This has all of the shades of the first year when Russell Wilson went to Denver, and we talked about that first game, and it was fourth and short, and you go get a top-tier quarterback to go make that play and win you the game. That is a coaching decision. And that's the issue right now with John Harbaugh. I don't think he's a trash coach by no means. He's had infinite success in the NFL. He's had more successful seasons than the majority of head coaches that have ever coached in the NFL. I don't think he's trash. I just think that it might be that the game has passed him by. And maybe he even think that. His brother's coaching staff.
You're right, FIFO. I don't think he's trash either. I just don't think that the fit ain't there no more. He can go coach another team and maybe be successful with another staff, but someone who has Lamar Jackson as their quarterback has to be able to be more creative, take more chances. So if he can go coach in college, he can go coach another team on another staff, and he's going to be good because he's a good coach. But it's just the time may be over for them to, like the Ravens and Harbaugh, to think they're successful.
No, it's a wrap. 100%. It's a wrap. John, he got to go. He got to go. Because
I don't care if they go 15-1 or 16-1 and go to the playoffs and lose.
Without a Super Bowl, John Harbaugh got to go. Look, Lamar Jackson is a top two, top three quarterback, hands down. Hands down.
Player
in the league. He's top five player in the league. You got to be aggressive when the time calls for it. Put it on his shoulders, bro. That's why he's a multiple-time MVP. Come on, man. This has everything to do with John Harbaugh.
I want to give a shout-out to Josh Allen, though, because Shelton, unfortunately, even though this is a Harbaugh conversation, this isn't the full Ravens story because we've seen Lamar shit the bed, too. Mm-hmm. I think, for me, you got to shout-out Josh Allen because, bro, he doing this off the strength. You know what I'm saying? He came up to the podium. He came up to the post game interview talking about, so listen, niggas gave up on us. Nigga, we see even our own fans.
He did. He
said they didn't even stay. They over here.
It was very Patrick Mahomes-esque. Let's be honest. What he did was very Patrick Mahomes-esque.
He did what he had. He made me, bro, I ain't never seen Keon Coleman run. be like that, bro. He made me believe in Keon Coleman because I seen some highlights. I seen his workout video show. He run routes like a goofball.
Yeah, he do.
So I want to give a shout out to Josh Allen, and this was the only game that they really needed to win right now, because the rest of their schedule is literally balls of shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't play nobody. They don't play anybody, and Josh Allen probably gonna run away with the MVP once again because of that.
He definitely gonna take.
Yeah.
It was. I think I knew they were in trouble when they got that touchdown on 4th-and-2 or whatever it was. And the tip.
Yeah, I
knew they were in trouble at that moment because momentum was just going crazy. Like, it just seemed like it was a sequence of events that just started setting things up for them. And what was interesting on the replay, you could see the defender had fell down and then he got up. And then he just stopped running for the ball. And I think maybe because he saw the ball was thrown to the tight end, I believe. And then it got tipped and he just stopped playing. But the receiver didn't, and he caught it. You know, if I'm Harbaugh, man, or the defensive coordinator, everybody, I'm in the locker room. We talking about that play. We talking about that because he probably could have gone up there, maybe made a play or something. I don't know. But you just don't stop. Which is what he did, and he got caught, and he caught the ball. And you know, if you're a Ravens fan, you think, he got lucky there. But Josh Allen, man, he has a tendency to. He's really weird when thinking about his career because he gets some really lucky shit, and then he gets some unfortunate shit happening to him.
That's so another thing too. This was a right, Ken. This was a luck game. Like a lot of this shit was luck.
It was several interceptions that should have been had. It was. That's the true. Everything was falling his way. Anything that was
50-50. That's why I don't blame Lamar.
Anything that was 50-50, he had opportunity to make something happen. It went his way. And like you said, that tip touchdown. Just every yeah. So much stuff was going his way. I watched what's the tight end's name? Mark Andrews. Man, on that play where they ran the sweep, go back and watch that play where they ran the sweep again and watch him not even come close to trying to make a block on that in the fourth quarter. Like he honestly just looked at the guy and like backed up.
Yeah, he done.
My
thing is, and I know people, again, I bring it up only the Bengals because I feel like offensively, they're the only team that can expose the Ravens defense accurately. Bruh. Both of these head coaches are supposed to be somewhat defensive special. I know Sean McDermott is, but Sheldon, we just talked about this a few shows ago. I was like, bro, Sean McDermott always giving up big – he always shit the bed defensively, and that's his side of the ball. What makes me think I should believe in him as a head coach either? He won based off of luck, like you said, Lou. This game wasn't supposed to be – he was supposed to get blown out. He was supposed to say how Sean McDermott fucking over Josh Allen, and he fucking around them to be on the hot seat this year. But his ass gets to skate, and we got to talk about another white man who is fucking around with Lamar Jackson, and his ass didn't really be out this year. But best believe, both of these defenses shit ball, and both of these defenses going to play Cincinnati. We going to see. Listen, I know we're talking about niggas in the chat talking about Nick talk about Cincinnati, Burrow stats, Chase stats. Listen, Cleveland always played them hard, but that's it. The rest of the league need to watch out. We going to Jacksonville next week. We going, undefeated. We going undefeated next week, Shut. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Undefeated? Hey, you're right, Nick. I didn't even notice this Buffalo schedule. God, ain't nobody.
Buffalo schedule.
It ain't nobody on their schedule.
Literally.
It's the easiest one in the league.
But they got Tarleton State on their
schedule. I'm like, and on top of that, bro, they only have to go to the West Coast. They only have to go to the West Coast, or they only have to go out of their time zone once. They stay on the East Coast.
Least travel.
Least travel team in the league.
Yeah, the only thing they really have
to do is win 14. They made it. Hey, boy, they made it. But Josh Allen this year, like, look, you got the MVP last year.
Yeah, please, we can't make it no better. Yeah, we can't make it.
Yeah.
You see, it's 16 niggas starting at the quarterback position. We want y'all to go win a Super Bowl. So, yeah.
You the last hope.
The funny thing is everybody comfortable going to Buffalo can and busting his ass. Even Burrow went to Buffalo. Got a picture. You see the video where he turning around, throwing the ball in the snow. Niggas was like, we don't give a fuck about this shit. That's why they fans ship all two for over there pushing my nigga Lamar and whatnot.
Yeah,
his goofy ass out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it cold in Buffalo? What was he wearing that?
No,
that thing over his head.
That's just like Nick.
That's him. It's cool shiesty.
That's a young YN thing, Ken.
Okay.
I see somebody in the mall today with it on. I'm like, niggas.
All right. Well, that is it, man. That was what we have for that.